right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jawless.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Angelic.
It's angelic, some might say.
So how did the Netflix thing go? Everyone wants to know.
Well, everyone know. I mean, I know you don't really follow the things online.
I mean, I follow you online.
Well, did you see that the live didn't work and there was the whole thing?
Yes, I did see that. Was that? But that's great for you. That's when they go like this, the poll. Just keep talking. Keep talking.
Oh, honey.
Yeah, that's you love.
Don't
that.
I know
I
it.
Love that.
Don't I know yeah. it. She thrives in chaos.
How behind was it?
Hours.
No.
But it wasn't like they, so like we like came off and then it was like, it's starting any minute. And then after like 30 minutes, they were like, okay, we're going to say this. And then this. And so it went really well.
Oh my God, I'm sure. And honestly, you can only pray.
For me, I mean.
Yeah, well, of course. The technicians got in trouble.
And the event was like
gorgeous.
I mean, I definitely had like my, a moment of like, how did I get here?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
And it was like a room full of reality stars, basically.
How fucking cool, kind of.
I was like, yeah, there was a ton of them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It just felt like it felt
fun.
Good. It felt right. I also hadn't been in like a chaotic situation in a while.
I love a little chaos.
I thrive. Really.
Especially when it's not your boat. When I'm like, oh my God, if we're crashing, I'll play music as we go down. I'm just glad I wasn't steering.
I'm not the captain. Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm well, let's face it. I'm Rose.
Exactly. But... let's face it. I'm on the door and I will have a full life after this.
So I'm feeling fine.
Yeah. Oh my God. If anything, you got to be a savior.
I mean, no, it felt.
Oh.
Yeah, it was good. And I feel like.
Did you sleep so hard when you got back? No.
I did
Monday night.
Last night and the night before, I slept really hard.
Thank God.
And then on the way back too, I was in like, it was one of the fancy new planes.
Hell yeah.
So it had like this seat that goes all the way into a bed.
Did you use it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good night.
And I took like a little nap.
I mean, I'd be like, I'd definitely be like, wake me for cookies. Do not skip.
Do you know, I didn't eat anything. I wasn't asleep that long.
Wait, you missed the food?
Well, it was also like the flight was in the morning and I was not. I went to the Delta Sky Lounge for the first time, though, before.
Yeah, cool. I've never been.
They have buffets up there.
Oh, that's what I hear.
They had a breakfast buffet.
Oh, my God.
I'm up there at 5:30 in the morning.
Croissants.
Wait, can I also tell you something else, though?
Please.
On my flight, both.
Yeah.
The way there and the way back. I'm going through security and they're like, oh, something came up in your... like crotch, basically.
What?
Like when you go through the thing with your hands above.
No.
And I'm like, okay. And so he was like, the way there, he's like, so I'm gonna have to like scan you down with my hands.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. And he's like, we have to wait. A supervisor has to watch. And I was like, okay.
Oh my
and
God.
And then he was like, do you want to do it here? Do you want to do it in private? And I was like, I'd prefer to stay out here, please.
In public. I'd like everyone to be accountable.
So he literally like had to completely just grope like my thighs, my butt, my balls. Like,
oh my God.
And I was like, okay. Like,
good morning.
Insane.
Yeah.
Literally good morning. And then on the way back, the same thing. I'm like, I don't know what's coming up. I have something in my fucking...
I don't like that.
I was like, okay. I mean, I'm wearing sweatpants, so.
So have a blast.
And it's been a long time, so let's pray.
If anything, I'd like it rechecked.
Like, literally, I'm like, maybe we should go to private. Can the supervisor stay here?
I want to make sure everyone's safe, okay? That's my first priority. That is exciting in a way. One time I was going through security and my bun, I had my hair in a bun and my bun went off. And then I you know, ruined my bun and took my bun down. They're like, no, no. And I was like, what was that?
And you're like, it's just cocaine.
Yeah, I'm like, it's cocaine and that's legal.
It's also, I'm like, how are you going to like grope me? And then they act like annoyed that they had like.
Yeah.
Like,
oh.
Like he's like, OK, no, you're good. And I'm like, OK, I didn't.
Yeah, I thought so.
Like, what are you, why are you?
Buy me dinner.
The TSA is like.
I know.
Out of control.
Did I tell you about Florida?
No.
Okay, I picked the line. The line I went in, there was like a machine that something got stuck in the machine. And it looked like they have to fish this thing out. You would have thought that they had all, they're all trying to like get a cat to come out. Like the amount of people poking, trying to get it out. And I was like, I'm going to miss my flight, A. And B, is there any competent person that works here? Even one? Yeah.
You just go and shove it through.
Yeah, or I'm like, what is it? Can it stay in there? There's a million people now that our bags can't be scanned because of what? Ugh.
I
simply can't.
I can't. I'm like, why are you so mad?
Everyone's so mad. And then it gets me stressed out. Because, you know, the way the airport is, they say something, that's the law. You can't even, you're not allowed to say, well, that's not.
No.
You can't say anything.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, ma'am. Yes, sir. So it's like, they're in a bad mood. You're just like, please get me through this. Please, oh God, let me get through this.
Like one time I went and I had baby powder in my bag.
Yeah.
And she like pulled out the thing. She's like, well.
Well, well, well.
She's like, it's up to you. Do we want to cut this open and I go through the whole thing? Or should we just throw it in the trash and call it a day?
Oh, my God.
And I was like, definitely seems easier to just throw it away. Right? And she's like, so you're OK with just throwing this whole thing away? And I was like, yeah.
Well, the other option is you ruin it and then I throw it out.
And then we're both covered in baby powder.
Yeah. Like. And they get so mad, but they have to have you say it, I guess. I don't even know.
But then I'm like, I would never just be like, you can just throw it out because then it's suspicious.
Yeah, that's true. I literally don't. I was saying that. I get so nervous in an airport because it's like, I'm scared I'm going to mess up, you know?
And end up in prison.
Yeah. And they're like, what's this? And you're like, oh, no, I don't measure shampoo. I think I threw it in and I prayed.
Oh, I mean, yeah, one time I accidentally left a little like pen cap in my pocket. You would have thought that I was going to commit an attack on the nation.
Yeah. They're like, what's this? And then the worst part is like, I always think it's so funny that then you put your cell phone, like your whole life that you'd be fucked without it in a little bin. And then you get held up and you're like, oh, my life is over there. Should I protect it? And they're like, don't move.
No.
And you're like, that's my whole life.
And they're like, and this is mine.
Yeah. And then you're like, thank you. And then you go to get your stuff. Your phone's gone. I'm like, that's where my ticket was. I now can't go on the plane. And all of it was worth nothing. Like, it's so frightening. Oh.
But anyway.
But I mean, anyway, at least you made it through. And I mean, I love that you're flying on in first class and just Delta Lounge, like living it up, you know?
Well. I mean, only when it's business, honey, not when she's booking for herself, but.
Well, it's memory, though. Maybe your body is getting used to it, that it's like, oh, this is what we deserve.
Oh, my body is used to it, bitch. My body fights everything tooth and nail when I'm in economy.
Yeah.
Oof. Let's do a Hallmark.
Let's do a Hallmark. I think everybody needs it. I know I do.
I certainly do.
Okay. It's time for.
The Hallmark Movie of the Week.
All right, so who should start?
Well, do you want to start?
I certainly could.
Go for it.
Okay, I was trying to think about the characters that we created from that world, because then we're going back into that world. I think Cliff...
Claudia Maybe. And Cliffy Van Huffington.
Okay, great. Claudia and Cliffy Van Huffington. Great.
That is all I have written down, though, by the way.
Well, that's important. So it's another one of our Cliff and Claude tales, okay? And this time, it's Cliff and Claudia go down under.
Which I think is what we said last time, what we were going to do.
Okay, great. I love that. I think that's so funny. Okay, so we open on heels walking down a hallway. Click, clock, click, clock, click, clock, click, clock. It's hustle. It's hustle, bustle.
It's bustle.
It's a fashion house. It is a fashion house. And all of a sudden,
naturally, the witches of Sea Salem.
Exactly. And we pan to a bunch of people holding up different fabrics, and we hear you, and you're going, no, burn it. I'd rather die. Yeah. Next. Oh.
You're fired.
You're fired. Yeah. What's our secretary's name?
Are you serious?
I forgot it.
Think about it. We've used her name in every single Hallmark we've ever done.
I know. I'm blanking.
Oh my God, Jesse. Cynthia.
Cynthia. Thank you. I'm sorry. Look at that. It's three C's. And that's why. Okay. So, and you're like, Cynthia, bury yourself in that. And she runs off crying. And that's
alive.
Alive. And that's typical. And so then I come in, I go, Cliffy, I need you in here. And you're like, ugh.
Oh my God, everybody needs me everywhere.
Everywhere. So you come into to our office and I say to you, I've got good news, I've got bad news.
Give me the fucking bad news first.
Okay, bad news first. Pack your bags. Okay. Because the good news is we're about to do a safari animal wrangler line.
I'm waiting for the good news.
Okay, well, that was supposed to be the good news because we just partnered with...
What, the crocodile hunter? What are we doing?
Well, his dead. He's died, but his children, yes.
I famously hate the Irwins.
I know you do. But the thing is, the Irwins have a great, great social media presence.
Do
honestly,
they?
Very likable people. I think the son or the daughter, one of them's carrying on the show name, I want to say, or at least works with animals, dare I say.
Well, nepotism at its finest.
I know, right? But we've been invited there by Australia, the
country?
Continent. The country. And what's the continent called? Australia?
Yeah.
God. Okay. I was like, am I an idiot? You know, they have a female prime minister. Is that true?
Oh, that's progressive.
I think so.
I think you're thinking of New Zealand.
I think so too. Everybody ignore it. The facts here, this is a fake world. Just go with it, please. So they've invited us over. We have to get inspired. We're doing a whole animal print safari line, like, you know, a wilderness girl. Think True Beverly Hills is sort of the elevated
version. You
know,
we were right. It was the Prime Minister of New Zealand did just become a man.
Oh.
But he's only been there since 2023.
Okay. Before that, I think it was.
It was. It yeah, was. For
it was.
Sure.
It was. And everybody knows that. All right. Well.
Okay. So we're doing animal print. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What animals are we supposed to be inspired by in Australia? There's no printed animals there.
Well, here's the thing. It's animal inspired and it's safari inspired. So it's Troop Beverly Hills-esque. It's like there are some beautiful birds and even moss out there that I'm thinking I'm seeing like a moss, a moss cape, a moss skirt, a moss corset, if you will, that could really be fun because the texture, you know?
I guess. I was hoping that we would be going on another safari to Africa. You know, I love to slaughter the zebras.
Well, yes. And that is, we definitely shouldn't talk about that on the trip. Just mum's
what,
the
that
word.
I like to slaughter zebras?
Yeah, I think because, you know, just with...
I've only killed like six giraffes. What's the big deal?
The Irwins, I think, could be...
They should be happy. An animal killed their father and now I'm killing the animals.
Well, I think that that's...
Although I do love a stingray and I would never harm one.
No, I wouldn't either. I don't think...
They are delicious, though.
You've eaten one?
Well...
Once or twice.
I was auditioning for... It was for my audition tape for Survivor.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm so surprised they didn't. I'm so surprised. I'll say that.
Well, I said that, you know, I don't sleep on the ground.
Well, that'll do it. Okay, well, wheels up in 10. Let's grab our bags. Let's hit the road.
Wheels up. The flight to Australia is like 27 hours.
I know. And believe me, I brought so many drugs. I don't think we're going to even feel it.
Are we taking the jet?
I think we should. Although, can we?
I don't know if the fuel will get us there. Well, here's what we can do.
Okay. Dare we go commercial? I mean,
no.
No.
I think what we do, because there's also no way to really refuel.
That's the thing.
And stop. But I think we can put some fuel maybe in like a big bag.
A duffel.
Like a big duffel bag. Yeah. And then Cynthia can just ride outside the plane.
And just shoot it in, or however you get the fuel.
And we can tap on the window when the fuel's low, and then she can
put it in there.
Put it in. Yeah.
I think that'll work. It's not like we could even slow down the plane a little. So unless we don't want to lose too much time, but you know what I mean.
I'd really like to speed up, really. If okay. we lose, yeah. I'd rather lose Cynthia than the oil.
Me too. I hear you. And the plane ride, thank God, we have decided that we are just going to have like a brainstorm. And the way that you and I like to brainstorm is pretty much we guzzle
alcohol. It's sort of like a fight club.
It is. It's a lot like fight club. Sometimes we actually end up kind of hitting each other and wrestling
a lot, really.
It's very violent, to be quite honest. But little do you know, I actually brought a game that I invented called it's similar to that of the marshmallow bunny game, okay? But what we do is it's called Marsha. And what you do is you stand there and you apologize for whatever you did, and then you're pelted with marshmallows.
And it's just the two of us?
It's just
the
two of us.
Yeah.
But we're getting a lot of heat out. And I don't know if you've ever seen the jumbo marshmallows. I don't know if you have.
Well, of course.
They're baseball size. And we're just having a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Marshmallows are being had. And you and I are telling secrets. And the first thing that I tell you on the plane that is a secret is that I...
What? Tell me.
I've never really been in love.
That's no secret, honey. The whole office knows that.
Okay. Well, I've never admitted it out loud. I told you that I really liked, you know, Ben in accounting. And we had a fling for a little bit. I mean, obviously, he was... you know, boring and not my type. And
haven't you been married like 3 times?
All of them were really just for financial gain. For
really?
Me. Well, yes and no. Like, you know, my first husband was, I just kind of wanted a wedding. And I know that's messed up to say, but.
Yeah, I get it.
The wedding was great.
Remember when I had that wedding where I was left at the altar?
That was.
If I can tell you a secret.
Please.
It wasn't so much that I was left at the altar. It was that there was never
no
another person.
You know what? You really bounced back so quick, because when we were waiting, you said, fuck it, let's party. I thought, wow, you know, how quick to recover. But that makes sense.
Yeah, I did think more people would question why they'd never met him.
Sure, sure.
Why, but there you're was such nobody a private from his person. Side.
Well, yeah, that was...
And that's why I'm a private person, so that I can tell lies and people won't ever catch on.
Genius. It really is genius. And as I'm about to share next, wheels are touching down.
Oh my God, we're already here. The plane just hit a kangaroo.
And
we look out the window and we do see Cynthia completely rock solid frozen.
Oh, to the wings.
I mean, it gets cold up there.
Sure. But I say, just thaw her off and we should be good for the
She'll
return.
She'll be fine. Her blood is made of, we had her blood replaced, actually. Oh, you know what we can do?
Huh?
We can bring her back to life with a spell, because we are magical.
Please don't forget that. So we say, just bring her in the plane quickly, and you and I...
leave her there. We don't want to see her for the trip.
Yeah, actually, leave her there. We'll bring her back to life when we need her to fly us back. All right. So we get off the plane, and we get off and we're both kind of like, we have arrived. And there's a lot of ruckus down the runway because of the kangaroo that was hit. And so both of us are like, oh, is God. Someone going to get our bags? Hello?
Like, who gives a fuck?
God, it's like a kangaroo. Isn't it like deer here? Like, kind of annoying. And I hate to say the kanga got in our way, but it kind of did.
It did. And also, they're violent. So who cares?
They are violent. And it's like, you know, you can't have a stuffed animal.
Saw a video of a kangaroo punching a dog, so you'll have to excuse me.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll scar you. And so both of us are like, hello, And, you know, next thing I know, I see somebody sort of kind of like, I don't know, how, carrying the kangaroo. Okay. Someone is,
oh my God,
carrying it, which I'm like, this is so dramatic. And like,
is
a
it
little...
a big kangaroo?
Well, the thing is, it's a big, bigger than I didn't know how big a kanga could be, but I'm talking this kangaroo is.
Are you sure it's not a wallaby?
Yeah, it's a kanga.
The full blown kang?
It's a kang. Little arms, kind of a big badunk, if you know what I'm saying. And this is a 200-pound kanga, and someone's picking it up like it's a rag doll.
I mean, and it's like, muscular. It's muscular.
Because first thing I see is the kangaroo, and then I'm going, who's holding? I go to the arms, and the arms are bulging.
I mean, I'm looking at this, and I'm thinking, am I about to have a threesome with this man and this kangaroo?
Yeah, because I'll do whatever I have to do. I'll hop into a pouch or two, if you know what I'm saying.
When in Australia.
Exactly. And all of a sudden, you know, it's a very strong, dare I say. The thing is, I'm still on the top, one step to go on the plane coming down on the steps.
Well, you're so dainty. It's always been hard for you to get from the step down to the...
Thank you. And I was shocked because normally I like if there's a carpet or something to step onto, you know, not directly onto the pavement. I don't think that's very neighborly. So
no, what are we, animals?
Exactly. I thought someone was going to do that, but no one has. The step is a solid 6 inches.
Wow.
I myself am 5'6". And this man is a little taller from where I am. And so that's 6'2". Is the minimum, and you know, it's 6'2", 6'3", is what I would say. If I were
guessing.
So
he's a tall man, that's what I'm
hearing. He really is very tall. And he's walking past with this kangaroo, and I'm taken, and I'm like, where are we going?
And I'm looking because I'm also taken, and I whispered to you, I don't know if I'm horny or if I'm inspired.
I know.
Because something about that dead kangaroo, the kangaroo fur covered in red is gorgeous.
So cute.
And that's when he says, well, crikey, you know, they took the kangaroo out.
Oh, my.
And we say, I'm sorry, what?
All right.
We don't speak.
Neither of us are going to take out the kangaroo. We're not interested. Okay.
And I go, how do you understand what he said?
I don't. I heard out. And the answer is no.
No, you nearly killed the thing. You ran right over it on the runway.
Okay. Well, we weren't piloting. And everybody knows that.
Yeah, we're like, if you need to imprison someone, she's waiting inside.
There's someone frozen inside, ready to be taken, okay?
Bobbing like an apple. And he's like you witches think you can do everything.
And I'm taken aback, because this is very hostile energy for Australia.
And I go, bring this roo back to life. And all of a sudden, the kangaroo just comes back to life and is like, number one, it kicks him in the head because you shouldn't be holding the kangaroo.
No, you shouldn't.
And it takes off. And he's like, crikey, you brought that thing right back to life.
Well, I thought that's what you wanted.
And we say, yeah. Kind of like Emma Roberts would in American Horror Story Coven. We just kind of are like, yeah.
Yeah, I guess we did.
Loser.
Loser.
And then he's like, you must be Claudian... Cliffy. And we're like, yep, I guess our reputation precedes us. What's your name, faggot? And I say, sorry, that's a term of endearment in America.
Yeah.
Everybody, and he's like, I don't think it is. Because the last guy that said that to my brother, I had to beat the shit out of.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, so you have a twerpy little twink brother.
Oh.
And then all of a sudden we hear, not much of a twink, am I? And another man appears.
Oh my God. Where am I?
Well, he was standing there the whole time. Oh. We just weren't paying attention to him.
Okay, sorry. That's my bad.
He was weeping over the kangaroo.
Oh my God, he's a sensitive soul.
And I say, we should have known he's a homo. Look at him. He's sobbing.
Sobbing.
And then he says, hi, I'm Croc.
Croc. Croc.
And I'm like, oh my God, okay, crocodile
like
hunter.
The shoe, yeah.
And then he's like, and the other guy's like, and I'm...
Brock.
And I'm like, Brock and Croc, oh dear God, get us out of here.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're the two biggest fashion designers in Australia.
Oh.
And I say, that can't be right. We love the two biggest fashion designers. We've never seen them.
Right.
But their work is exemplary.
It's gorgeous.
That's why we're here.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, if you want to work with us, you're going to have to take on a different attitude. And so I go up and I just backhand the shit out of both of them.
Yeah. And that makes sense to me.
And I say, I don't need magic to beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I want to feel every fucking thing.
Yeah, get him.
And then he says, Crikey, why are you so angry all the time? And I say, well, maybe it's because you're insulting me. And you know when someone's like, why are you so mad? And then you have to take a minute and think about, like, why am I so mad? Yeah,
totally. You're like, gosh.
And I'm like, am I mad at them or am I mad at Cynthia? And that's when I realized that I'm displacing my anger. I'm actually mad at Cynthia.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I apologize. Can we go and have a bite? Do you eat food here? I don't.
You guys eat or are you more of like a sippy country? I'm not sure what happens.
Should we put another shrimp on the barbie?
Ah, I do love shrimp.
And then you go, the dingo ate my baby.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and they're like, if you could stop just being offensive.
Sorry.
And I'm like, okay, I actually famously came out in an Outback Steakhouse. So I have been an ally for a long time.
He really has. Bloomin' onion. So it is important.
And he's like, bloomin' onion is a sexual act here. And I was like,
Oh.
And he's like, maybe you'll get to experience it. And then I was like, I would love that.
I would love that.
And I would also love an actual blooming onion if you have.
Yeah.
And he's like, we don't. And then they make us ride in the back of their pickup truck.
Okay, hot.
And we get to their farm.
Wow.
Where they make all their textiles.
That's fun.
And I'm like, I believe Claudia was interested in flying all this way for moss.
I did say that, didn't I? Yeah, I did.
And they're like, moss, I think you're thinking of New Zealand, mate.
Oh, what's the difference, really?
Like, well, New Zealand's next door, but that's where Lord of the Rings was filmed. That's probably what you're thinking about. Oh,
that's on me. That's on me.
And we're like, and what are you famous for?
What's Australia known for?
They say wallabies, koala bears.
Oh.
Kangas.
Animals that will kill ya.
Drinking too much.
Yeah, right.
Is a pretty generalization.
People say that. People do say that.
You know, the Great Barrier Reef. And we say, oh, the Great Barrier Reef. Oh,
the Great Barrier Reef. Those are nice colors, yes.
To see that.
We'd love some of that reef if we could.
And so they take us in a helicopter.
That's romantic.
And we're looking over the barrier reef. And I say, I would love to just pull this up and smash it into pieces and then turn it into a dress.
Me too. Yeah, that'd be gorgeous.
And they're like, mate, you can't. That's not how it's done. And I'm like, well, please remember we're witches. Yeah. We can do whatever we want.
Oh, yeah. They forgot.
And they're like, it would destroy the whole ecosystem. And I'm like, is that my problem?
And it's how do you know? Have you ever tried it?
I'm like, I just took a private jet from New York to here. Do you think I give a shit about the environment?
Yeah, exactly. I'm exhausted.
I'm tired from not caring. That's how little I care.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll see how you can when you get closer. And that's when they push us with them.
Oh.
Into the ocean. But we have scuba gear on.
Oh my God. How fun. We're like snorkeling? Scuba?
We're snorkeling.
Okay, I love it.
We're montaging now. Okay?
Oh my God. We're pointing at things. It's a fish.
It's a fish. We're slowly softening. We see a dolphin.
We see a turtle family.
We see dolphins mating, which is
very
terrible.
Rough. Very terrible.
In fact, it is forced, some
might say. I believe they say
on
there's
a woman.
It's not.
It's always two men on a woman in dolphin sex, which is true. Look it up. I have seen it in real life, and it's devastating.
Oh my God.
It was.
Okay.
Hard to watch.
Oi.
And so then they were in little blue lagoons,
if you will.
Cenotes, if you will.
Yeah.
magical, you know.
Oh, it's so magical. It's very
it's just beautiful. And then there, we're kissing.
Of course.
Of course. It's like a 30-minute montage. And then we are eating lunch. We're on the beach, but it's like in a cave, but like in one of those caves with water that's glowing. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We look great in the lighting what's important.
Yeah, thank God.
And so they're like, I wish that we could design on your level. And the thing is, we feel a little guilty because they're wildly talented.
I know, they're so talented.
And they're good people. They care about the environment. They only use environmental resources in their textiles, which they tell us about. We kind of zone out on that.
Okay.
As I light a cigarette and throw the butt in the water.
Sure.
The fish immediately eats it and dies. But that fish.
Ah.
It's a parrotfish. Are you familiar?
I've never have been.
Okay, Google parrotfish right now.
I hope it looks the way I'm envisioning it.
It does.
Oh my God. Let me see. Sorry, I'm still looking. Stunning.
It's like a parrot if it was a fish.
I love it.
And it's gorgeous.
It's
okay.
So pretty. Wow.
We see that parrotfish. I wonder where they're from.
Yeah, let's see. It says
if they're from Australia, I'll shit. They're not, but that's fine.
Okay,
but they're from the Amazon. Right.
But fish travel.
Of course, there's an ocean. And it the dead fish is floating and the scales are gorgeous.
Stunning.
And that's when we both have an aha moment.
Aha, an epiphany.
And I say, let's get a bomb in these waters so we can blow up all the parrotfish.
Smart.
Scale them and then make the dress out of actual parrotfish scales.
A stunning, like, it's like a snake skin, but fish skin.
Gorgeous. And they're a little upset. They're like, you can't put a bomb in the water. Right. You'll kill everything. And we're like, oh, well, I hate to disrupt the resort down the way, but the people will get their money back. And they're like, we're more concerned about the wildlife that you're...
We're like, well, we could make it a spell. So it only kills the parrotfish and only because there's an overpopulation. So...
And they're like, well, could you just like do a spell and make the scales out of something else? And we're like,
oh,
make the scales out of something else. What is the matter with you?
What's wrong with you?
That's when I also pop open an ice cold Coca-Cola.
Oh, because this one is sponsored.
Of course. And I rip the tab off the top of the can.
Okay.
And I flick it into the water.
Oh.
And it hits the fish, the dead fish.
Oh, well, okay.
And so that's when I go, and I go, I think we can work something else. And so then I come over to you and I'm like, what if we take garbage from the ocean?
Oh.
And we, like, plastic. And we turn it into fake scales. And then we dye it the color of the parrotfish.
And then
people will think that we care about the environment.
We're environmental. That helps us get into more government funding.
And these fucking jabronis will be fine.
I love that.
Another montage.
Yeah. Montage.
We're going.
Oh, yeah. So we're montaging. We're building. We are sculpting. We are scraping. We are dyeing. And
candlestick making.
Yeah, exactly. And the men are helping, Brock and Croc. And there's a lot of tension and looks, etc. And I say, God, I'm tired. And you say, we've got two more days till the big show. Okay. Where we are essentially right by the Australia Opera House, okay? And we are, the show's on the roof. And we've got helicopters and video streams and we're projecting it onto the water so 1,000,000,000 people can see it.
And the runway is actually floating over the roof because, again, gorgeous. We're magic.
Yeah, we're magic. And also, it's just stunning because we're talking about the plastic in the water, and so the art is on the water. And so we're finishing it up, and Brock and Croc are like, wow, it's really cool that you guys, you know, were so anti the environment mere days ago. And now you're really singing, you know, praise for helping the environment. And, you know,
and we looked at what was trending on Twitter. Yeah, so
it's like everyone knows that sex sells and so does environment. So
totally.
It's just one of those.
We tried to get Greta Thunberg to be the runway model, yeah, but she wouldn't do it. She wouldn't. And she was too short.
Yeah, it's true. So, but it was unfortunate just because she's so cute. And so they say that, you know, there's tension. We're building, we're going, we're going, we're building. And now it's the day of the show. And would you believe it? I mean, thank God, you know, we called a few people and Uma Thurman emceeing it, which
yes,
I thought was a really good get.
Yeah,
really,
totally,
really good get. So
it was the 25th anniversary of Pulp Fiction. So she was relevant again.
And she is like this, you know, we have to save the animals. We have to save the environment. And this is the type of fashion we should all be striving for and we should all be wearing. So picture, I mean, I'm talking girl number one comes out and it's like a silver kind of like metallic, like, mm-hmm, you know, like kind of like plasticky, but like not really. It's more like metal, like just sheet dress. And, you know,
gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. And thank God.
Girl number two comes.
Yeah. Yes.
Girl number two comes out and she has, you know, like the plastic things that hold the six packs of soda,
yes,
that you're supposed to cut. So it's that, but dangling from it are dead turtle shells. And it's to resemble the turtles dying.
The turtles, yeah. And her hair is just a bunch of straws. And that's
true. Yeah, totally. Totally. That brings a tear to a lot of people's eyes.
A lot of people are sobbing. And that's only outfit number two. After that is a woman who we were able to get some manatee, like sort of sometimes
skin.
Manatees choke on their own fat a lot of times. People don't know that.
I can relate to that.
And so the blubber, it's like a blubber dress, if you will.
Oh, wow. Manatees. And we got the blubber from manatees who famously also get too familiar with people and then they get chopped up in the rudders.
Exactly. So it's that one is really, I believe is called the slaughter. That's what the dress is. It's the slaughter.
Well, that's the theme of the whole runway. And then the fourth dress, and it's about to be the masterpiece, but the fourth dress is all khaki. It's an ode to,
yes,
to Steve Irwin. But then when she turns, there is a stingray hanging off of her chest.
Yeah.
Like Kylie Jenner with the lion head. Yes. It's a stingray. And some people might say it's offensive.
But we were saying that, you know, it's we don't hold it against the stingrays. That
no,
was an
and it's
innocent
also
mistake.
Well, it's supposed to be Steve Irwin with the stingray hanging on his chest. So that's why
it's an homage.
It's an homage. And some people might have done something similar like that to Halloween the very year that he died when they were in college. And a lot of people were offended by it.
And, you know, in college,
present company, I mean,
who knows? You can't.
Was it funny to make a stingray barb out of duct tape and shove it through the ripped heart of a shirt that he got at Walmart? I don't know.
It's something that, you know, comedy is, you know, the timing of it is a part,
subjective.
But it's up to the art. And
totally.
The final piece, the piece de resistance, if you will. Or was that it? Was that
the final.
The piece de resistance, exactly, is a lot of people know about the algae. And how the algae is taking over. It really is under the water. And algae is thick. It's gunky. You know, there's that kind of thing. But when it's hand woven.
Wow.
It's a train. It's a train. It's a very long train of hand woven algae. And then on that algae, if you can believe it, is shark teeth, because sharks shed their teeth famously. And so the shark teeth are kind of like a corset number, and the skirt is made up of, as sad as it is to say, it is made up of oil, because oil spills in the water. And so it's an...
And the model was is actually a 100-year-old sea turtle that we...
that we roped into walking.
Yeah. And we thought it might die.
Yeah.
But it'll be worth it.
It's so worth it. It was such a gorgeous, such a slow walk, obviously. It was slower than anyone thought.
Really, it took forever.
But it was really dramatic.
It's, people are going crazy. Everyone's crazy,
loving it. It is beautiful.
The two men whose names...
Brock and Croc.
Brock and Croc. They come out and they say, wow, we like, this was one of the most incredible things ever. Like,
yeah, wow.
We want to marry, like, we love you. And they kiss us.
Oh my God.
And that's when we look at each other and we look at them and we say, what did we tell you on day one, number one?
Yeah, what did we
There's only one rule. Don't fall in love with us.
Don't fall in love with us.
And they say, you didn't say that. And we say,
did we not?
We usually do.
Wow. That's because of the kangaroo really backtracked us.
We didn't get to tell you the rules.
Oh my God.
Those
are them.
And they're like, so when are we going to get to see you again? And we say, every time you look in the ocean and see a turtle saved, think of us.
Think of us.
And then we snap our fingers like the Addams Family. A helicopter overhead drops a rope ladder that we both grab onto, and it flies away with Cynthia obviously driving.
Yeah.
And we kiss, like blow them kisses. And it pans down to them and they say, oh, those Van Huffingtons.
Yeah.
What are they going to think of next?
Oh, and that's, I mean... In the end. With the steam from the helicopter, we write the end in the sky.
Yeah.
And
then we show a preview for our next movie,
which is
Claudia and Cliffy Van Huffington and the case of
the missing
pearls.
Pearls. Oh my God. So stay tuned for that one, you guys. That one's a real doozy.
It's crazy.
It's really crazy. It's wild.
But yeah, and that's it.
Oh, that's it. How fun. And if you guys are like, oh, I need more, then you can go to our Patreon.
Patreon.com/middlechildren.
Exactly.
And join the Facebook group.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what?
Huh?
Until next time.
Yeah.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rood.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.